This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that one exceptional American that I'm talking to? And I bet you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Anyway, a lot of things happening, getting a lot of emails from everybody. Just the nature of the beast. Emails and text messages, I might add. A lot of things going on today and tomorrow. I guess there's some sort of big march going on in Virginia. Not sure where. I got to check with my reporters out in the field. Oh, we have some people in the field tomorrow talking about this and reporting. I mean, it's going to be absolutely unbelievable what is going on. So anyway, visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. You can email me, Paul at 821R.com. That's an email to Paul. Preston, 821R.com. Paul at 821R.com. We'll get you there. Anyway, a lot of things going on. This is, another stellar day for Hurricane Harvey. And the thing is, we're now up to 20 people at least that have been found dead or passed away because of Hurricane Harvey. That's 20 people. That is a lot, and we're sure, actually, as these things go, it will get higher. That, in fact, is a very, very big problem, as you know. But it looks like there's going to be at least that more that's going to climb. We just don't have any idea. You know, really, we truly don't. So, anyway, our thoughts and prayers with everybody at Hurricane Harvey. We're going to give you the latest information that we have about Hurricane Harvey. And even in this hour, we might dip back into it because we will make a check between segments as we do them to bring you up to date and get as more information out there as possible. We are encouraging everybody here on Agenda 21 Radio to contact the Red Cross. We feel safe enough. You know, we get requests all the time through various sources to push different causes and stuff, and we kind of shy away from them. And not that we don't want to help out. We are very selective about who we help out with the radio thing because sometimes there's like fraud associated with some of this stuff. And when we say it, and you know, we can't, it becomes fraud on the other end that people say, "Wow, you know, you are announcing for this fraudulent, you know, that kind of garbage." And it does go on. So we have to be very discerning. And we put a lot of requirements on people, like, you know, are you a corporation? Do you have some statements to prove who you are? Do you have a legitimate banking account? We just do little tiny things like that. So, you know, again, if that stuff is not in order, we just can't accept it. Do you have a 501c4 or C3 documentation, you know, from the IRS? Have you done all the things? If you haven't, we really can't help you with any kind of claim on that unless you come through another resource that we can accept. I mean, these are just kind of minimal standards, don't you think? Because, you know, the people pointing at us, if we're doing something on behalf of somebody else and the other people are fraud and we haven't done our due diligence, then guess what? How bad? We're not any different than the ones committing the fraud. That's the way it's viewed, and I don't want to have that going on. I think people can understand that. It's just a simple request. See, these are just simple things. If you're a nonprofit, as an example, you say you are, you should have the paperwork to prove it. That's all we ask. This is not rocket science, if you will. It is absolutely not rocket science to figure some of this stuff out as to why we do that. So that's why in a mass situation like this, the Red Cross is very, very much geared for helping people out on a scale like this. So, and one of the things that they need desperately is cash. I know that. So go to your Red Cross provider on the website or however you want to donate. Goodwill Industries, obviously, is another one. And there's going to be some funds cropping up. I would definitely check out the sources of these people and make sure that they've got the proper documentation. If it's somebody you know or a group that you know already, you know, and you feel comfortable with, by all means, do that. But there's going to be, now, remember back in the Katrina days here, out here in the West Coast, it was interesting because I was still in the schools then, and we had actually the diaspora from Katrina because we didn't know where to house people. And this is all going to, this is all yet to come forward in Harvey. They're running out of shelters and places to go, and shelters are getting flooded, and oh my gosh, you know, I mean, there was a picture yesterday we were talking about where there was a person laying on a cot in, looked like a community center, like a gymnasium, and the water is just inches from the bottom of the cot, but they're sleeping. I mean, what do you do? I think people just, what do you do? And then they started talking about, well, the water's coming. Well, they had to climb up on the bleachers inside. It's like a gymnasium, you know. So that's what's going to happen, though, down the road is the diaspora is going to get greater, and they're going to be seeking places to go to, move to, because their houses are swamped and they can't get in and there's no place to be housed. So what we experienced back in 2005 when Katrina happened here on the West Coast is we got a number of students. I was in high school at the time, and we got several dozen high school students into the school. And they stayed the rest of the year. And California, there were some charities and so on that came up, which is really wonderful. So that's part of America, that housed these people and took them in. And we weren't the only area. This was in the Sacramento area at the time. In Southern California and other parts of California, we made accommodations. And literally, I think hundreds of people came over from New Orleans, Louisiana, and in Texas. Because remember, Texas was the first stop. And they became a diaspora. I'm sure that many of these people stayed. Well, maybe not. Maybe they moved back out once they figured out Jerry Brown was on board. That probably scared the heck out of these people, so they left. And then became another part of the diaspora that is so typical of Californians who have left but now want to come back. We're getting all these requests. You know, we're doing this. We're a part of the new state, new California state program, and getting counties on board. About 41 counties will be involved with us to form a new state in California. And so we're getting requests from people who want to come back to California. They've moved away. They want to come back to California. And so, you know, come to new state. We're going to be a lot different. A lot different. About 180 degrees different from the tyrant and the tyranny that is facing every California today. So it's a big movement getting a lot bigger. Okay. We're going to, gosh, where does that time go? We've got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to talk, what about Uranium One? Clinton Cash. Oh, no, we're back in the news with that one. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Clinton. You know, it's kind of interesting. In our last scenario, last hour, we're puzzling. We're doing puzzles. Well, I guess we can just sort of spill over and do another puzzle today. That's what we do here on Agenda 20. We're great puzzlers. And listen, don't ever take a puzzle out of a box and throw it on a table right in front of me. Don't ever do that. That's just bad. That I can't resist the temptation to put it together. And I will. I'll just sit right down and do it. I'll focus. I'll stay focused until the job is done. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. You're going to burn the house down. Well, we might with some of the stories we have going on here. But first, before we get into the Uranium One issue. No, that's not the echo chamber. I just did that. But I know. Because sometimes on the radio, it's kind of like, you know, I can be like a lot of fun. Only sometimes will I permit myself to be fun. And this is one of them. No, just, okay. The only time. No more. Some quick articles to get you up to speed, though, that we have on Agenda 21 Radio that we are not going to be able to spend a lot of time on. Let's see. What do we got here? Rand Paul is fighting for cuts. That's tax cuts that Donald Trump is proposing. Oh, the Pope. Listen to the cry of the earth. Pope Francis. This is from EcoWatch. Pope Francis, who has a strong belief in the science of climate change, called upon world leaders on Wednesday to listen to the cry of the earth and cry of the poor who suffer most because of the unbalanced ecology. He said that. I really wonder, again, if he could pass the, what we call the C test. The carbon test. Understand how important carbon really truly is. Pope Francis, I don't think he's got a clue. Francis and Patriarch Bartholomew the First, the head of the Orthodox Christian Church, will issue a joint message to commemorate the annual World Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation on Friday, the Associated Press reported. In 2015, the Pope designated September 1st as a precious opportunity to renew our personal participation in the vacation, or the vocation, as custodians of creation, framing the preservation of the environment as a moral responsibility. Similarly, Bartholomew, who backed Francis in 2015's encyclical on the environment, Lejardo Dei, once said, "There has never been so much turmoil on our planet, but there has never been such greater opportunity for communication, cooperation, and dialogue. Basic human rights such as access to water, clean air, and sufficient food should be available to everyone without distraction or discrimination. We are convinced that we cannot separate our concern for human dignity, human rights, and social justice from the concern of ecological preservation and sustainability." Pope Francis has long pressed for strong climate action. And he goes on and on about the Donald Trump thing and Donald Trump. He gave the Donald Trump the encyclical, and that didn't happen. So Mother Gaia is here with the Pope. That's a fact, Jack. Just in time for the tomorrow. Okay. Let's see. GOP jobs are up. Pension crisis looming. All right. New math deals Minnesota's pensions and biggest hit in the U.S. Okay, so we have a pension crisis. A hint, there's pension crises all over the United States. And now it's in Minnesota. Minnesota's debt to its workers' retirement system has soared to $333 billion, or $6,000 for every resident, courtesy of accounting rules. The jump caused the finances of Minnesota's pensions to erode more than any other last year's. Okay, so we got that pension crisis going on there. Kansas City serial killer suspect, kill all white people. Okay, bro, here we go. Kill all white people. Man charged in two Kansas City murders is a suspect in all three murders on Indian Creek Trail. That's kind of interesting, don't you think? I think it's very, very interesting. Kill all white people suspect in killing of five white men made threat in 2014. Gee, I wonder why we didn't stop that dude. I just kind of wonder, don't you? This is going on.
I'm here to let you know that we have made an arrest in the Indian Creek Trail homicides. The suspect is 22-year-old Frederick D. Scott of Kansas City, Missouri. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker will be elaborating on the charges shortly. But first, on behalf of the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, I'd like to extend our condolences to the loved ones of the men who have lost their lives. We have worked diligently to bring the person responsible for these crimes to prosecution.
I'm announcing today charges against a single suspect in two fatal shootings about a year apart. These homicides were in the vicinity of a very popular trail in South Kansas City. The defendant in the two homicides we are announcing today is also a suspect in other homicides in that area. I am accusing the defendant, Frederick D. Scott, age 23, of Kansas City, in the murders of Stephen Gibbons, age 57, who was shot August 13, 2017, in the area of 67th Street and Troost. And I'm also charging for the murder of John Palmer, age 56, who was shot on Indian Creek Trail in the area of 99th and Holmes on August 19th, 2016. In each case, our defendant is charged with murder in the first degree and armed criminal action. He is being held in the Jackson County Detention Center. On August 13th, 2017, officers were dispatched on a homicide in the 1100 block of East 67th Street. Surveillance video showed our victim, Stephen Gibbons, on an ATA bus. A man exits that bus with him and is seen following him, getting closer and closer. The man following the victim is carrying and drinking from a bottle, and the camera pans away at the time of the homicide. DNA from a screw top bottle found at Gibbons' homicide scene matched the DNA found on a shirt, also at the Palmer homicide scene. DNA from a cigarette that Scott was smoking was also matched from that bottle. KCPD detectives recovered that cigarette after Scott identified himself to police. And no charges have been filed in three other homicides. The defendant remains a suspect in those homicides, which are under a very, very active investigation. But at this moment, there's insufficient evidence to charge Scott in those cases. I want to beg for the public's help. We're asking for this community to step forward with any information about our defendant, any suspicious activity in the areas of these fatal shootings. We are especially interested in his acquisition, his use and disposal of guns and ammunition.
Okay, kill all white people. A 22-year-old man of suspected of shooting five middle-aged white men since last year, including four on the South Kansas City walking trails, threatened in 2014 to shoot up a school and, quote, kill all white people. Frederick Demond Scott, who was charged Tuesday in two killings, made those statements in January 2014 at Central Alternative School, as documented by a municipal citation for harassment. So he's at an alternative school, and guess what happens? He makes threats. He's going to kill all white people. Now, having been in alternative schools and other schools and listened to the dialogue from people like La Raza, these kind of comments are really not that unusual by certain activist groups. So I would be concerned as to what group he was affiliated in. Maybe it's a gang or whatever. But this ideology is the kind of stuff that's permeated our schools and our kids, by the way. And if it goes unabated in the schools and it becomes accepted in the schools, and then you got a big problem, because then you'll have people who actually start acting that stuff out. That's the way it works in the schools. So that's a fact. That's the way it works, is that they bully themselves up, and I mean up in the sense that they feel more comfortable with acting out the words that they actually say later on. So these kind of guys need to be taken seriously. If you have high school students making those comments, they need to be taken seriously as well. That's just my suggestion. When we come back, unbelievable. Where is the time going? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to get into Uranium One. Uranium One. You know, Clinton Foundation, Malheur, Bundy's. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Uranium One founder, quote, Clinton Cash, unquote. Are you ready for this? Caused voters to doubt Hillary Clinton's integrity. It says Frank Giuesta, I guess. I'll get it right. Let me try it again. Giuesta. There you go. Giuesta is claiming Stephen K. Bannon and Peter Schweizer helped frame the facts around former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's shady deals and Clinton Foundation transactions to cause mainstream voters to doubt Hillary Clinton's integrity. You think? Listen, what about Paul Preston? Hello? What about Paul Preston? I think I did a pretty good job of framing everything about Hillary Clinton and Uranium One. Come on. Help a brother out. Come on, Guasa. Oh, this is Jerome Hudson. I think he's from Breitbart. Guesta is a Canadian mining magnate and longtime Bill Clinton confidant who took to Twitter Tuesday to cite a Harvard study claiming Breitbart News executives chairman Steve Bannon and editor-at-large Peter Schweizer turned voters against Hillary Clinton. Really? God. What a moron this guy is. In his first tweet, Gasta tweeted a link to the Harvard study at billionaire Mark Cuban and Schweitzer. Tweeted a link. Okay. It says partisanship, propaganda, and disinformation media in the 2016 presidential election. This is his tweet. Election at M. Cuban and A. Peter Schweitzer, /, cyber Harvard, EDU public, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So it was, I don't understand that. Mark Cuban and Peter Schweitzer. What is up with that? It says, this is from Gasta, the next one. In another tweet, he cited a section in the Harvard study. It says, Bannon, Schweitzer, Breitbart, Fox framed a story so attractive for mainstream media to cover and cause voters to doubt Clinton's integrity. 7:01 a.m. August 30th. That was yesterday. The exhaustive study by Gasta cited was conducted by professionals and data scientists at Harvard and MIT and examined in great detail Breitbart News' role in pushing stories about the Clinton Foundation into the mainstream American media and the psyche of millions of voters. I mean, on the surface, doesn't this seem like something wrong here with Gasta, who happens to be, well, president of Uranium One? See, Uranium One, Clinton Foundation. The critical lesson of the chapter of the Clinton Foundation story is that the manipulation was not a result of Facebook fake news or the fragmentation of public discourse, the study reads. It says, precisely because the majority, this is from the study now, precisely because the majority of Americans do not get their news from Facebook or from the right-wing media ecosystem, it was necessary for the actors on the right, Bannon and Schweitzer, through GAI, Breitbart, Fox, and the Daily Caller and Judicial Watch to frame a story that was attractive enough for mainstream media to cover and to cause mainstream voters to doubt Hillary Clinton's integrity. What a bunch of crap this is. They weren't reporting anything about this. See, this is the my dog ate the homework business on the left doing this. Gasta played a central role in much of the scandal surrounding the Clinton Foundation, as he is co-founder of the Clinton-Gasta Enterprise Partnership, the Canadian-based charity that failed to reveal the identities of more than 1,100 donors, despite Hillary Clinton's promise in an ethics agreement she signed before joining the Obama administration, a memorandum of understanding agreeing to disclose all donations to the Clinton Foundation. The billionaire was also key to the controversial sale of Uranium One to the Russian government, a deal approved by Hillary Clinton's State Department as detailed in a 4,000-word front-page New York Times article. Makes you kind of question some things there, but the lack of transparency surrounding Gasta and the Clinton Foundation has highlighted in Schweitzer's best-selling book, Clinton Cash, ultimately damaged Hillary Clinton's standing among many voters, several of them giving the former Democratic presidential nominee blisteringly low marks for honesty and trustworthiness. She, of course, went on to lose the election to Donald Trump. Loser. Loser. Okay, this is my dog ate the homework mentality. I don't have to explain that. This guy is trying to run for cover. He's trying to make himself look much better than he actually is. You know what I mean? I mean, that's really what this is. Uranium. Now, I did not know. I think maybe I knew it. But I didn't. I haven't played it up on any of the articles. And I should. This is the Clinton-Gasta Enterprise Partnership, a Canadian-based charity. See, this is an NGO, I think, a non-governmental organization trust, which is how these people hide their money, basically. And obviously they don't want to reveal their donors because they're not revealing their donors. There's a list of 1,100 of its donors, and apparently some people want them to reveal the donors. Now, I'm not too sure legally. Says this is an article, Washington Post, dated when? April 28th, 2015. 1,100 donors to a Canadian charity tied to Clinton Foundation remain secret. a charity affiliated with the Clinton Foundation, failed to reveal the identities of 1,100 donors, creating a broad exception to the foundation's promise to disclose funding sources as part of its ethics agreement with the Obama administration. The number of undisclosed contributors to the charities, the Canadian-based Clinton Foundation, oh, there it is, Clinton Gesta Enterprise Partnership, signals a larger zone of secrecy around foundation donors than was previously. I suspect there are 501c4 that's 501c4 registered in the United States, but operating as a trust. That's what an NGO trust, when they don't have to report their people. No headaches there. I mean, that's the way the law is. But of course, everybody would love to find that out to substantiate what's been going on. That so we're left at the doorstep. The door is closed, and we can't get in to determine who these donors are because that is the law. I hate to break it to everybody, but that is the law. And I understand the 501c4 and c3s and all that stuff. And quite frankly, that is the law. They're being lawful. I hate it when that happens. See, they've got it figured out at the upper end. Basically, how are you going to hide your money? And so they get the IRS and everybody else to adopt these rules and regulations that only benefit them. Well, of course, we can play it also. We can use the same systems as well. That way they don't know who's donating to any causes or anything like that. We're perfectly welcome. People just don't understand how they're able to get away with it. And then I'm just explaining it to you. They have charities and trusts that are set up as part of their bylaws to their articles and incorporation. When you do the bylaws, you incorporate the trust in the bylaws. And all you need is a signature from a notary public. You do not need to have it adopted by your state or anything like that. You don't need to report it. It can be, they can also apply for an EIN. Now, that's been part of the scam, by the way. As money flowed, remember the $32 million story we were talking about up there in the Klamath? Siskiyou County, and they had a water board that had nobody on the board. And money was being funneled into that water board. And this is how it worked. Now, I'm not talking about waterboarding. Come on. My board of directors, the water board of directors. Okay. So we're not waterboarding. This is how it worked. So that you have a clear understanding. Federal government has this block grant. These people applied for it. Whoever did, we don't even know. And they got this money. And this money was going to be used for good use with a water board, blah, blah, blah. Water banking, they called it. And what they did is they gave it to the state of California. And the state of California sent it on to the county treasurer, who sent it on to the EIN account number listed for that board of directors that didn't exist. So the money disappeared. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back. Yeah, we are. Actually, we're back. Are you back yet? Where you been? Listen, a little guilt going on there. Where have you been? We're going to find out. Okay, let's talk about concealed carry for women. Let's do that. Concealed carry for women, which I think is an admirable thing. I think all women should be armed to the teeth, quite frankly. Now, of course, we've been really seeing what we've been really seeing here in Texas is the classic situation. The situation with, you know, people panicked and people stealing and looting and all that stuff. And then people driving around are people that have figured out, you know, I got to protect myself. And the best way to do that is for me to have a concealed carry weapon. Got an article here. Moms demand action for gun sense, and America is currently running a secret war on concealed carry for law-abiding citizens. It's called Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. That's the group. The word secret is apropos when you understand that Moms Demand Action method of operation is to block pro-Second Amendment voices from their Twitter account, thereby allowing them to maintain a closed circuit or circle wherein the preacher is only talking to the choir. It's like Johannesburg for gun grabbers. There you go. Okay. Their current war is being waged via the hashtag StopCCR, which stands for Stop Concealed Carry Reciprocity. Get it? It consists of Moms Demand members taking letters to the offices of U.S. representatives and demanding that those reps oppose national reciprocity. Okay, if you have a concealed carry, the president wants to have national reciprocity, so you have a concealed carry license, like it's a federal license for all 50 states. That's kind of what we're looking for, and I am too. So now you have this group of moronic mothers opposing it, of course. One of the tweets shows four women in Moms Demand Action t-shirts. Oh, there they are in their bright little scrubbed up red shirts. T-shirts and or buttons standing in front of Representative Thomas Massey's Republican Kentucky door holding cards that say, "Don't gut our gun laws." The text for the paragraph has the hashtag StopCCR. This is from Connie Courtney. mom's demand stopped by Representative Massey's office to stop, or hashtag stop CCR. Thanks for listening. The women look happy in the photo, which only begs the question, do they know that Representative Massey is a sponsor of a national reciprocity legislation? In fact, he is a representative spearheading legislation that will require Washington, D.C. to recognize concealed carry permits from every state in the union. Another tweet shows five women of Moms Demand t-shirts and a boy in a blue gun control shirt with a caption that says that says they visited Representative Kaufman's office to ask him to oppose national reciprocity. Do you know that Kaufman is a co-sponsor of H.R. 38? I guess, I don't know. Gun sense voter. Oh, they look so cheery, those moms who demand action. God, what a bunch of morons. Got their toes sticking out of their shoes. It's terrible looking. That's wrong. That's really wrong. Anyway, so that's out there. Moms demand action. They're not about helping with the Second Amendment and reciprocity thing. And by the way, women, I demand action. I demand you go out and get your CCR and get your guns. The more women with guns, the better. I better watch that one. I'm sorry, guys. I better watch that one. But you know what I mean. Protecting yourself? Absolutely. I think it's your constitutional right, by the way. Excuse your unalienable God-given right to do that, by the way. I just thought I'd share that with you. Don't you think that, isn't it advisable that I do such wonderful community work? And we're nonprofit, so we're just doing our job is what we're doing. Okay, extinction event size asteroid. I got to put this in. This is Chris Street. Listen to this. Extinction event size asteroid to miss the Earth in the next 24 hours. This is from Chris Street. It's hot off the press. It says here, NASA's Jet Propulsion Labs estimated that 2.7-mile-wide extinction event-size asteroid named Florence will miss the Earth by just 4.4 million miles on Friday, September 1st. First, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, began tracking near-Earth objects, NEOs, in the early 1990s. Now, I know about this because Tabletop Mountain up in Wrightwood, California, which is where I used to be a school teacher, we would go up to the JPL labs up there and witness these actual asteroids being followed. One of our students, his dad would actually operate that thing and did these studies and tracked asteroids. So I've been in the actual building where this is all going down. It's a Tabletop Mountain up in Wrightwood, California. It's very interesting, and the mirrors that they have there are very interesting. And I could get you into how they build mirrors and these telescopes and stuff like that. It was all explained to me right there personally, right up front. It was pretty awesome, actually. But that's one of the things. As a science teacher, I was blessed with that, actually. Think about that. Despite many small NEOs harmlessly entering our atmosphere and going up near-Earth objects, by the way, NEOs. I learned that when I was up there. Entering our atmosphere and burning up and hitting the ground, the average size of comets or asteroids whose orbits have come into proximity to with the Earth are only about a quarter mile wide. Says the Spitzer Space Telescope estimates Florence is 2.7 miles wide. Oh, or almost half the size of a 6 mile wide asteroid that hit the Earth 65 million years ago and caused a Cretaceous Tertiary extinction event called KT extinction. That's when every lights were out in America. And you talk about global cooling? Hello! The asteroids will do that. Much more so than man will. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda.
That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, that's just about wraps it up for another exciting show of Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, I'm getting a little giddy. Okay, the crawl to Saturday is here. The crawl to Saturday. I would say again, this is what happens on Thursday. When the Thursday show is done, I'm kind of like going, wow, Friday's around the corner, and I'll have a weekend. So much for my weekends. My weekends are so consumed with more media. I have more radio interviews, more things to do. And we have television. Yeah. Studio's coming around. We're finally getting a real live studio, real live cameras, real live green screen, all this lighting, all the lighting. It's lighting stuff. It's going to, every little nook and cranny of my face will be right on your screen. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on. The Cretaceous Tertiary extinction event could happen tomorrow, by the way. And thanks to Chris Greet for all this really snappy reporting on the extinction event that could happen. It's supposed to miss the Earth by several million miles. This is kind of weird, I know, to really understand this. But, you know, when I was a school teacher down in at Phelan High School, at Serrano High School in Phelan, California, and learning about Tabletop Mountain and all the things up there, it was awesome, actually. It's where actually Tabletop Mountain is where they actually did the studies that led to the determination of the speed of light. That's Caltech, Jet Propulsion Laboratory of Pasadena. Anyway, I just know all these things. It's weird. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, a21r.com, and email me, paul at a21r.com. Remember, numana.com/ Agenda for all your prepper needs. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.